A lot of eyes and ears are watching what's going on with our livestock markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. Our U.S. cattle markets have been digesting a lot of news here as of late, but also so has our hog markets. Joe Coima is with Coima, Coima and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
We got the very solid uptrend, obviously, on that chart, and you almost had a little bit of the high price wiggles today, because we were down about 40, 50 cents or, you know, shortly after the market opened up. We're actually almost at a key reversal down in hand, but it's come back. You know, you'll get that kind of action, you know, after a 2.5 month rally like this, but the demand front is still really good. We found a good base. That cutout, it never dipped below 90 cents, even through the whole fourth quarter of last year, so that is saying something. And I think we're going to start going into some big disease issues moving forward. That, you know, 5-6 months ago, disease was rampant, and we're going to start, you know, seeing that hole here moving forward. So you got a good solid fundamental base in the hogs there.
In the meantime, the USDA is working hard to get funds out through the USDA's Farmer Assistance Bridge Program. Roger Chase is the State Executive Director of the South Dakota Farm Service Agency.
It's the intention to get this money out by February 28th. We are kind of beginning to have the questions that if they don't get policy to us here before too long, that might be a little aggressive as far as a timeline, but certainly yet this spring, hopefully during that time frame of late February, early March, those funds will be able to be dispersed to producers based on certified acres and then those rates that were published on the 31st of December.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.